Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God.
Well, we are back home.
Amen.
As you guys have seen in the video, Ghana has been amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. And really, there are no words. But I guess the first thing that I would like to say is a big, big, big thank you to this congregation. It was our first time to go to Ghana. And when we were planning to go to Ghana, I was planning on going to Ghana all by myself. That was my initial plan. I wanted to go last year, and I was planning to go just by myself and face whatever will come. And, you know, I don't think it's a good thing to go for such a place all by yourself. The reason I'm saying this is because some of the pastors that God ordained with me, some of them were there all by themselves. And I saw how frustrating it was. And I understood the wisdom God gave Shepherd MC last year when the Lord spoke to him that I mustn't go alone. And I think he was ready to do whatever he can do to just accompany me. And I asked him why. And do you know what he told me? He said, Pastor, I don't think you should go there and get ordained by yourself as if you don't have anyone. You will be there and people will think you don't have anyone. I had never thought about that. So, and I said to him, okay, but if you want to come, you can come along. So he started making his arrangements to come. Before I knew it, God also spoke to Shepherd Peter. And he also decided he wants to come. I never asked anybody to come with me. They decided on their own. And Shepherd Peter convinced his wife. The only person I spoke to check, because like it was going to be a bit awkward, because I know how busy she is, was my wife, LP. But I think even herself, she had already predisposed in her heart that she's not allowing her husband to go alone. And this is what I feel happened. God sent me to Ghana, and God allowed each one of you to come with me to Ghana. Please take your seat. I'm saying this to you because if I am truly your pastor, listen to me. If I am truly your pastor, then wherever I go, number one, you've gone. But more than that, you will come. A great, great, great mentor of mine from Zimbabwe, Bishop Colin Nyati, he's been going to Ghana every year. This year, he outdid everybody. He went to Ghana this year with 150 people. So, arguably, I think he took more than half a plane. And if it's a small plane, he took the whole plane with him. And I was just thinking, I'm sure the pilot are asking themselves, because they might be speaking in tongues in the plane the whole time. And I just thought, if there are other passengers in the plane, they are in trouble. Because there's a whole church. He took 150 people to Ghana. Then I think Shepherd Peter was saying to me that, you know, what Bishop Kolinyati did, he says to me, my pastor, I see that is your spirit. That is your spirit. That is your spirit. And I want to say that if I have gone to Ghana, you have gone with me. But more than that, you are coming to Ghana. Who wants to go to Ghana? It's a beautiful trip to make. Hallelujah. So let's start preparing us. I think the first thing you should get is a passport. If you are really telling me, Pastor, I want to fly. Can I ask a question? Who here hasn't flown before? You've never entered a plane in your life? Even some of you that are not raising your hands, I've never seen you. I don't even think you know the way to the airport. If your pastor has flown, you will fly. You will fly. You will fly. Those 150 people, I know many of them were pastors, but I don't think all of them were pastors. Some are just members that love Jesus. Yes. Do you understand? So I'm saying to you, get yourself a passport. You never know when God will open the door. I mean, don't you think it will be very, very funny that God has opened the door and you don't have a passport? You don't have a passport. Even your ID, you can't remember where it is. Please take your seat. So this is good for all of us. Maybe you don't want to go to Ghana. No problem. Wherever you want to go, now that me, I have entered a plane, I don't think you should continue postponing it. Look, let me ask you a question. Are you a prisoner? It is prisoners that don't go anywhere. Ask your neighbor, are you a prisoner? Are you a prisoner? Some of us is like there's a spiritual cell. Even to go to Rustenburg. No, maybe you don't believe me. Ask your neighbor, when last did you go to Rustenburg? When last did you go to Rustenburg? You said you came December last year. I'm rooting now, I'm waiting for December. Look at you, listen to yourself. You see, by the grace of God, we've been flying in our minds through YouTube. So see, when we arrive in Ghana, to be very honest with you, we're a bit surprised, but not too surprised. Because we had been there too many times in the spirit. Yeah. They were actually surprised, like they didn't understand who we are. Because we know so much, yet they don't know as yet we know them. So one of the bishop, really, he took his courage. He came to us and said, who are you guys? Say, the reason I'm asking is because it's like you know us and we know you, but we don't know you, and you don't know us, but we know each other. Like what? Who are you? Who are you people? Who are you people? We are ABC. Building one church in many locations, locally and globe. Give the Lord a shout. Please be seated. It's going to be a very short. We are just talking. Tell your neighbor we are just talking. And some of your neighbors are not smiling. And I don't understand. It is a welcoming. And some people are still not smiling. Look, if you don't smile, I will say that nobody will smile at your wedding day. The day you get married, people will have faces like Dracula. They'll be looking like Dracula. Tell your neighbor, smile quickly, so that you can change the prophecy. You can change the prophecy. You can change the prophecy. Are you here? Please take your seat. I bring you greetings from Ghana. Hallelujah. You guys are all welcome to Ghana. And me and my team will get to work immediately after this service to start preparing Ghana next year. So, I'm saying to you, prepare your passport. Start preparing your passport. Start preparing your passport. Help me ask your neighbor, are you a prisoner? Are you a prisoner? That you cannot go anywhere. Some of us here, nobody has ever entered a plane, including all your ancestors put together. Now, if you go as far back. Okay, let me not say it. Because I just remember that some of your ancestors were using brooms. So at least there was something. There was some type of flying. Sophisticated flying. But I'm talking about a proper plane. Amen. You shall enter one. You shall enter one. If not for anything, at least for your honeymoon. Okay. I want to ask you a question. Where are you planning to have your honeymoon? No. Where are you planning to have your honeymoon? Eh? Ceramics. You are planning your honeymoon at Ceramics in Mabela Pudi. How about you plan your honeymoon? Mauritius. What did I say? Mauritius. You have to dream. Somebody say me, I'm afraid of high. Don't worry. Jesus holds the universe. You will not break. You will not break. Amen. Please, let's be seated. I also bring you guys greetings from our students. They are already there. Two of them have arrived. I think they arrived when? On Friday. Since Friday. They've been there. There they are. So we were with them yesterday morning because we flew the whole night. We were in planes the whole night. We left Ghana yesterday at 12 o'clock. And we arrived in South Africa this morning at 5 a.m. You see, you have to fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch. Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. Please take your seat. It's a blessing. So two of them are already there by the grace of God. And then we are sending how many more? We are sending six more, I believe, in October. Praise the Lord. We are sending six more in October by the grace of God. So six more people are about to experience flying. I'm telling you, once your pastor does it, and he is really your pastor, I insist on that, because even though we are all here, I don't know if I'm the pastor for all of you. That's a very important information. You can be sitting here right now just because it's a service you are invited, but I am not really your pastor yet. So that might not work for you. You have to connect properly. When you are well connected, whatever happens to the head happens to the rest of the body. That's just the way it is. That's how God set it up. Do you understand? Please take your seat. So our students are sending their greetings. And because we are becoming a missionary church, what that means is that we are not just a church that is in one place. When we say that we are building one in many locations, it means we're going to have missions. So we need to start entering into the mind of missions. I'm going to be talking about that very soon. So these are our, these guys are like our missionaries. Praise the Lord. So this is what God did. My father that just ordained me, Yusona, Bishop Dag, he paid for them their flight tickets. And he's going to take care of them in Ghana for a whole year. And I only met him 2 weeks ago for the first time, face to face. By the time he's done spending money on these other ones, we'll be counting about 1.6 million. It pays to follow well. I've been following this man for 13 years. I've never met him. I just listen to him. Whatever he says, I try to do. 13 years later, he's about to spend 1.6 million on this church. That's my father. Put your hands together for my father. Serious. Praise the Lord. Bishop Dr. Howard Mills, a legend, a spirit in this world, not a human being again. Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. Take your seat. Hallelujah. I also would like to make you guys aware of something very, very important. Where's Brother Kamu? Come.
come.
These two, 30th of August, right here. It's still on, right? We're supposed to have done it actually this coming week. But because of the trip and all of that, we decided, no, let's push so we can prepare nice. So please mark your calendars. 30th of August. It's a Saturday. It's a Saturday, right? You must come here by yourself. We're not going to bus you here to feed you. Why must we bust you when you are coming to the wedding? Bring yourself. Dress nice. There's that outfit you bought the other time. You say you'll be asking yourself, what am I going to wear? 30th. Come with it. Praise the Lord. So they are both doing the work at ABC Rustenburg, and God is settling them. They've been very faithful. Should they do a practice kiss again for us? So that... they shouldn't do a practice kiss. Should they do a practice kiss? The people at the back are very jealous. They are not saying anything. They are just looking in amazement. Should they do a practice kiss? This week? Should they do a practice kiss? Well, please show us. Just a practice, simple one. Put your hands together for them. Take your seat. Praise the Lord. So please make sure we love weddings. We celebrate weddings in this church. I am not apologetic about it. If you come to this church, I will force you to get married. I am not apologetic about this. I know some people have been criticizing me, saying that, Pastor Pascal, if you go to his church, before you realize he's going to give you a wife. Yes! 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 I will give you a wife. There must be marriages. There must be in-laws. There must be honeymoons. In the name of Jesus. And can I tell you something? Good guys marry early. Anybody who is saying to you, I want to get a PhD first, I want to get work for it. These are bad guys, very, very bad guys. These guys, they end up never marrying anybody. I want to build a house first. I want to buy the car first. All good guys, they want to marry when? Now. If you are really serious, you don't say, I'm going to marry you in 6 years' time. What is that? You are a naughty boy if you are telling the sister, hey, you know, I love you so much. Yeah. Give me about 7 years to prove my love. Please sit down. I think Philip has taught all of you a lesson here. Philip, come here, come here, come here. Rishem, come here with Pascaline. Come here. I'm telling you, Philip came to church. It was 6 months. Six months. 6 months. If you love her, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? 6 months. The wedding was already on the way. And you know what God did? I placed them here. I said, these guys are getting married. I think it was like 2 weeks or so. There were some American brothers that were here in the church that day. You remember? Do you guys remember? They decided that just because they came when this announcement was being made, they also want to be a part of it. You don't know who wants to be a part. You are there saying, we don't have money, we don't have this, we don't have this. And before you realize, you start having sex. And start hitting abortion left, right, and center. The womb is finished. Many of you that are quiet, you know you're already having sex before. You haven't paid 1 cent. And you've been eating it some more. All the cookies, Blue Label, give me the names of the biscuit. What are the names?
Choice assorted this week.
You hear, they've been eating all those biscuits. Sometimes he says, I'm tired of it some more. Yeah. I want something else. Yeah. This guy hasn't given 1 cent. He's changing the biscuits. Please take your seat. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. There will be marriages. Plenty marriages. In the name of Jesus. There will be babies. Yes. Look, I just arrived from Ghana. Like I'm standing here. I haven't even reached my house. When I'm prophesying, you are looking at me like I'm a mouse. Should I repeat the prophecy? There will be weddings and there will be babies in the name of Jesus. Please take your seat. Oh yes. Oh yes. I hear somebody saying, hey, they are always into weddings. Yes. Yes. And I am not apologetic about it at all. And they are always talking about weddings and always and wedding and wedding and wedding. Be honest with yourself. You think about it every morning, every evening, every night, and you are here making as if you are Holy Mary, Virgin Mary, Mother of Jesus Christ. The Lord has been good to us. Please take your seat. Oh, yes. By the way, I appreciate all the decor, everything there at the front. My goodness. I want to thank Shepherd Lawrence and his lovely wife, Shepherd Wandi and his lovely wife, Shepherd Blessing. Bring him here, 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 bring him here. What must be done for this guy? What must be done for this guy? I feel like prophesying something. Before the end of this year, the Lord will settle this brother. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord. Thank you, sir. I was saying, the Lord, please don't mind us. We are just a happy church. I say, you are asking yourself, what type of church is this? It's the church. It's a church. It's a good church. It's a good church. Very good church, I'm telling you. If you are honest with yourself, have you ever attended a church like this? It's a very good church. And I'm not saying it because I'm the pastor. If I wasn't the pastor, I would join this church. It's a good church. You know, the Lord did something amazing in Ghana. You know, we were privileged, my wife and I and the team, to go preach at the church of Pastor Eben. And this past Sunday, the Lord moved there very mightily. And at the end, his father, because, you know, his father came to South Africa for the wedding of Pastor Eben, and his father allowed me to marry Pastor Eben in Johannesburg. So I was just very grateful that his father is a bishop. But back then, I was just a very small pastor. But he still allowed me to marry his son. He was there, him and his wife, and they let me do the whole ceremony. So I was just so humbled by that gesture. And I was just thanking him for giving me that opportunity, even though he didn't know me at the time. So he told the church that he has attended weddings, but that was the way, like he had never attended such a wedding before. The way it was done. That he says, that day he had the best sermon he has ever heard about weddings before. Praise the Lord. Then he told me that I must consider that his church in Ghana as a branch church of Alababe Church. Then he went further and he said, next year I must come and ordain his son in the church. This is a good church. How can a pastor just decide to do things like that? There's God behind it. I'm saying to you, stop resisting God. God has been pushing you. Come to this church. You are fighting God. You are not fighting me. You are fighting God. God has been talking to you. Join this church. He sent you on Facebook. You saw the church. You've been seeing this church. And you have joined the mockers. Yet you know that God has been telling you, this is the church I have appointed for you. Yeah, this is the church. That's Pastor Eben. Some of you know him. The husband of Dr. Hilda. Praise the Lord. So it was a beautiful place. We thank God for it. Amen. Please take your seat. I was saying to you, God has done great things so far. But I want to tell you, God is not done with us. God is not done with us. And that is the little word I want to quickly share with you before we go home this morning. Come with me to the book of Joshua, chapter 10, verse 16. Oh, yes. Joshua 10, verse 16. Praise the Lord. But these five kings had fled and hidden themselves in the cave of Makeda. So Joshua was being fought by five kings. Five kings came together to fight Joshua. They came together to fight Gibeon, because Gibeon had joined itself to Israel. Remember, when Joshua entered Canaan, he entered to destroy everybody. So after people heard what he did to Jericho, some other cities decided that, you know what, instead of us sitting here and waiting for Joshua to come and destroy us, let's rather go and make a deal with him so that we become allies. Now, even though they did it in a very schemy way, but they managed to secure a deal with Joshua. Praise the Lord. Now, after they secured that deal, other cities that were also there heard that the Gibeonites have gone to Joshua and they have made a deal. So five kings came together to say, we need to punish Gibeon for joining Joshua. Do you understand? That's how the whole background comes from. But then Joshua defeated each one of these kings' armies. After he defeated their armies, the five kings ran away. And when they ran away, they found a cave at Makeda, and they entered the cave to hide themselves. Do you understand the background of the story? So now, the five kings hid themselves at the cave of at Makeda. Then let's go to verse 17. And it was told Joshua, saying, the five kings have been found hidden in the cave at Makeda. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, imagine you've been fighting these people and you've been fighting every other person. But now you are told that these five guys went and trapped themselves in a cave. What an opportunity to just go and finish them. Praise the Lord. Look at what Joshua did, verse 18. So Joshua said, roll large stones against the mouth of the cave and set men by it to guard them. Praise the Lord. Verse 19. And do not stay there yourselves. But pursue your enemy and attack their rear guard. Do not allow them to enter their cities, for the Lord your God has delivered them into your hand. Verse 20. Then it happened, while Joshua and the children of Israel made an end of slaying them with a great slaughter, till they had finished, and those who escaped entered fortified cities. Verse 21. We read until verse 22. And all the people returned to the camp to Joshua and Makeda in peace. No one moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Verse 22. Then Joshua said, open the mouth of the cave and bring out those five kings to me from the cave. Brothers and sisters, in a few minutes, I want to teach you a very important lesson. And I want to caution us on the dangers of distraction. The dangers of distraction. How many a times you are well set, you are on your way, but you see, something else has come up, and it looks like it's a great opportunity. And you know, if I was Joshua, when I was here, if I had heard that five kings are stuck in the cave, I was going to say, let's all go there and let's deal with the five kings. But just that little detour to go and fight the five kings was going to cause the enemies to go further and further and further and further away. So Joshua, though he heard that the five kings are in the caves, he didn't allow that to distract him. He said, you know what? Put a stone there. Keep it under guard. But you yourself, don't stay there. Are you with me? You must go with me. I think I'm on verse 18. Or verse... Yeah, there you go, 19. Do not stay there yourselves, but pursue your enemy. Many a times, you set out for this. But along the way, something comes up. And you stop pursuing the dream. You stop pursuing the idea. You stop pursuing the initial thing. Now all the focus is on the cave. One of the greatest ways to stop a great man, it's not by trying to stop him. It's by distracting him. It's just to get you busy, but busy with the thing that is a wrong thing. It looks right. I mean, killing the five kings is a good thing. Just that distraction will cause you to lose that war over there. When I look at ABC, this year alone, God has been good to us. But God is not done with us. We had a great crossover service. That was powerful. Those of you that were there, that was very powerful. We were wearing white just like the way we are wearing white right now. Powerful. Then I could say that is one of the kings in the cave. Then we had a great homecoming Easter here. Some of you might remember this day. These are things that have happened this year. That could be another king in the cave. Then we had the ABC 10th anniversary. All of these are kings in the cave. All of this has happened this year alone. All these things. Then we had Pastor Pascal and Lady Pastor Pumi 14th anniversary, wedding anniversary. Then we had the launch of ABC Rustenburg. Then we just had the ordination of Pastor Pascal as Reverend Pastor. All these are good things. But if you and I are not careful, this will become the distraction. And we launched ABC Guguletu as well. Was it this year? You see, I'm even forgetting other achievements. Yeah, other kings. So, we've achieved ABC Guguletu, ABC Rustenburg, and these other things that I've just mentioned to you. Before you realize, we become a celebration church. Now we just like celebration. We just come together. We sing, God is fighting for. What is the way we're singing this morning? God is fighting for pushing back the darkness, lighting up a kingdom. Like and we will shout it out. You see, we just become a shout it out church. The more a nation is into celebration, the more that nation enters confusion. There's nothing wrong with celebration. But celebration must never get you caught up that you forget the actual mission why you set out for. I thank God for everything that He has done. But we are not a celebration church, people of God. We are at war. We are at war. We are at war. I repeat, we are at war. We are at war. There's very little to celebrate. We are celebrating among ourselves. The same people that were here at the crossover are the same people that are here. They were here at the Easter. The same people were here. Are the same people, same people, same people, same people. We just become a celebration church. There's a purpose why this church exists. And that purpose is not celebration. You'll be surprised. For many years, we've never had celebration in this church. Eh? Like, we are just working. We're just working. I prefer results. I prefer when my results are celebrating than when me I'm celebrating the results. Like, I prefer producing things and they celebrate by themselves behind me. Rather than me do something small and I stand, wow, look at what I've done. Look at how powerful. Listen. Before you realize, you lose the mind for work. You lose focus. And you become a dead church. Through celebrations. All African countries, those of you that are from Africa here, I mean like not Upper Africa, you know our problem. Every year, 50th anniversary, independence, 20th independence. We spend money we don't have. Print t-shirts. Fix road. I mean, no, we don't even fix the road. We just put some wraps on the road and on trees. We buy food. People eat. Money we don't have. Oh. We go and borrow money to come and celebrate. And that is also in our families. 21st birthday. You don't have money. You go and take a loan to celebrate 21st birthday. I don't have a problem with celebration. But I'm saying to you, sometimes you start living for celebrations. And you lose a sense of purpose. You lose a sense of purpose. If you've noticed, many girls, as soon as she gets married, her whole purpose is finished. She can never, it's like she was living to get married. So after that celebration, we've never heard of her again. Some don't even reach the level of getting married. Just a boyfriend. Just a boyfriend that has come and bought you a present for your birthday. He celebrated your birthday, just the two of you, some in some very cheap restaurant somewhere. All of a sudden, you have lost a sense of mission. Are you still pursuing your enemies, or you have not put the focus on the five kings in the cave? Are you still there? God gave me this word in the plane as I'm coming here. He told me, my son, don't be a fool. There's nothing to celebrate. You've done nothing. Even this trip is my grace. So what have you done? You've done nothing. You know, you're going to go home and fix and feel, hey, powerful, you know. You see. Even this cross, it must, look. I want to tell you something. Have you seen me wear a cross before? But do you like the okay, yes. Now I'll just check in. I know some people are going to see this girl and say, "Yo, Pascal has lost it. He has lost it. He's now gone. He's gone. Because some people have worn a cross like this, and we have never heard of them. I shouldn't say it. We've never ever heard of them again. They are now into wearing crosses. Wearing big attire. Many graduates, the only day you hear of them is the day of the graduation. After the day of the graduation, that's the last time you'll hear a celebration from this person. They will never be celebrated for anything again in this life. That little celebration becomes their last celebration. There are people in this building now. You've lost direction. You've lost direction. You are distracted. You are distracted. You are distracted. You are no more chasing the dream. You are no more chasing what you set out for. You are no more there. And distraction weakens you. It weakens you. It steals from you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So Joshua was clever. He said, no. Just put a stone there. I see it, but I'm not going to focus on that. You should be able to see things and say, I'll come later. I'll watch later. I'll answer later. We'll talk about it later. Let me stay focused on what I want to do. Let me stay focused. The people sitting here right now, actually, you don't even know why you are alive now. Oh, yes. Like, you can't tell why you are alive. When you wake up in the morning, then you ask, what am I going to do today? Something has happened to you. Something has happened. That's why, you see, when you are when you are focused on the goal, before you go to bed, you already know what you are doing tomorrow. I'm talking to myself. You already know what you are doing tomorrow before you wake up in the morning. That's not something you start waking up and you start asking yourself, what am I doing today? I don't know. Where should I start? It's too late. 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 Psalm 71 verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. 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 You are confused when a lot of things have come and now you don't even know which one you should start with. You are confused. You are confused. You are confused. You are confused. And you know you are confused because the fire has dried. There's no more fire. You are no more pushing anything. You are no more pushing the dream. Like, you don't. You see, when you are on fire, you don't need to be motivated to do anything. Oh, you do it yourself. You are moving by yourself. You are looking for things by yourself. Yeah. And you always know that your fire has died when you just wake up now. You are into TV. You are into social media. Like your whole time is past watching other people. Yes. Yes. That's how you know something has happened to you. May I not be put to confusion. To confusion. Confusion is a serious enemy to your future. Confusion. 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 People started this year with clarity of thought. Now they are confused. Now they are confused. There's like some kings in the cave. You've redirected your focus there. Somebody offended you. You've redirected your whole focus there. Let me just tell you something about offense. Can I tell you something about offense? This is why offense is so dangerous. And whenever you are offended, you must pray that you come out of it very fast. Can I tell you why? This is why. Once you are offended, I learned this from my father. Your mind stops thinking about anything else except the head. So, from the moment you are offended, the rest of your brain, this is scientifically proven, the rest of your brain, wherever your brain was busy, maybe pushing some dream, maybe pushing some ministry, maybe pushing some, whatever your brain was busy with, from the moment you are hurt, from the moment you are offended, that whole activity of the brain ceases. The whole brain comes and focuses on the offense. So all the thinking, all the planning, everything starts being focused on this one thing that has happened. So the rest of your brain is no more working. This is why we are encouraged to never make decisions when you are offended or when you are angry, because you are not in the right thinking. Your brain is not scanning the whole thing very well. Your brain is laser focused on the offense or the head. So it is overlooking a number of elements. That's why most of those decisions, people regret them later. People always regret decisions that were made in haste or out of anger or out of offense. Because after the offense has subsided, you realize, yo, I could have waited most. Hey, I wasn't supposed to say this most. You see, because at the time you said it, at the time you did it, your brain was not working fully well. That's why you must fight offense, because it directs the whole brain activity on one thing and paralyzes the rest of your life. So as soon as you're offended, your life gets stuck. You are unable to move. As soon as you want to move, so everything is in one thing. Be delivered from every form of offense in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. That is the word I came to you. It's my word and it's also your word. We thank God for what he has done. But God is not done with us. God is not done with you, my brother. God is not done with you. We thank God for what your eyes have seen. But what your eyes have seen is not all God wants to do. Don't be distracted. Don't get stuck. How old are you that there is no more drive? How old are you that there's no more fire? What happened to you? What happened to you? Yes, you made a mistake, but you cannot now make the mistake your life. No. God still has a plan. I said, God still has a plan. God still has a plan. We cannot take your whole life and put it on this mistake. do that? Rise up from the ashes. Rise up from that place. There are people here, I'm telling you, you are not thinking about anything else for a while now. Dr. Miles Monroe said, sometimes, be careful, your last success can become the greatest undoing of your life. Because sometimes you want the thing so bad, by the time you get it, you drop everything. What you saw there on the screen, I wanted it so bad. If I'm not careful, I can say now, like Simeon, now you can take yourself in peace. My eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. Now you can take yourself in peace. God has done good things, but God is not done with us yet. We thank God for it. I've dreamt of it. I've imagined it. It finally happened. I finally stood in front of my hero. I finally stood in front of my father. The man who shaped me with his voice. Without seeing me, he's been shaping me. And he touched me. I'm the only person he touched twice. Yeah. All the other pastors, he touched them once. My father touched me here, and he touched me here. He touched me twice. And this is the prayer he prayed over me. I know it by heart. Jesus, we thank you for your glory, your power, your presence, your servant. Use him mightily. That is it, word for word. I'm going to have that prayer engraved and put in my office. That's my moment. These pictures are going to be made big and put in my office. But even after all of this, I must move on. Yes, you wanted the beloved. Now the beloved has come. Can we move on? Yes, you wanted a job. The job has come. Can we move on? You were trusting God for a car. And you didn't think you can ever have a car of your own. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, dreams do happen. You are seeing my dream. My dream has happened. Look at it. Many of you will be in front of your dream like this. You will look at your dream and the dream will look at this. We'll be looking at each other. But I pray for you that after you've made your dream, you should make a conscious decision. Thank you, Lord, for the dream. Thank you for bringing me this far. But we still have a long way to go. I cannot stop here. I have to move on. I am at war, and my war is still plenty. We are at war. Yes! You finally got matric. Do you know how many people have dropped out of school after matric? In this South Africa? Some are sitting here right now. Since matric, there's been no matriculation on any other area of their lives. Nothing else has happened since matric. Even the matric, they didn't pass well. But even that is not enough to push them. They say, no, I got matric. I got matric. Thank God for matric. But can we move to something else? Can we move to something else? I came to challenge you, my brother and my sister. I thank God for what He's doing in your life. But don't let that be. Your God is not that small. Your God is not that small. You know, as soon as we landed, I told myself, I'll be back here soon. Now, don't start getting agitated. He's going to be asking for more money. I'm not going to ask you for 1 cent. Please, don't worry yourself. now we have taught him. Now he's going to be coming. Now he's going to say, I'm going to America. America. Please. You will not hear my voice at all. I am going by faith. I take my steps by faith. I told myself, I'll be back here soon. Because God has opened the door. Amen. I will not remain here. Amen. I don't know what. Look, I want you to get married. But you see, after that wedding, thank God. Close the wedding album. Put it in the cupboard. Keep moving. We are at war. We are at war. Yes. God has given us 6 branches. And we thank God for 6 branches. I always wanted us to enter Rustenburg. We have entered Rustenburg. Thank God for it. But now, we need to close that chapter and put in the cupboard and continue moving forward. There are still other areas to reach. There are still other people to reach. There are still other lives to touch. You can't get stuck here. You can't get stuck here. Please, I'm not joking with us. I'm speaking the word of the Lord to you. That's why in God's kingdom, there's a secret you must have. And I'm ending with this. I hope I'm not boring anyone. Luke 16:16. This is how you work in God's kingdom. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached. But after I preach, that's not what is going to bring the things. Everyone is pressing. This is how you operate in this kingdom. After you hear the preaching, you go and start pressing. If you like, go and sleep. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't say some people are pressing. Everyone who will see what the preaching said. Whatever the preaching was saying, there is a pressing that must follow the preaching. Every preaching has a pressing. My job is to preach. Your job is to press. If you don't press, it will just be preaching. Somebody is pressing here. Yes. I said, somebody is pressing here. Yes. Tell your neighbor, you better start pressing. Yes. Where is your accelerator? Give me the same verse in NIV, please. I think it's even more clearer there. The law and the prophets were proclaiming until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God is being preached. Everyone is forcing his way. is forcing his way into the thing. Ah, I wish I could tell you that I was sitting here in Lidak and Bishop Dagpick, I just got a call. When I say, who is this? Say, you don't know me well, but I'm Bishop Dag Howard Mills. Would you like to come to Ghana for the GWC conference? I would like to anoint you, you know? I would like to pray for you. I wish that is how it happened. I've been pressing for 13 years. I've been pressing for 13 years. Even on my way back here, I listened to half a camp praying in tongues the whole time in the plane. I've listened to 10 tracks. After I've been seeing the man, I came back to what I knew. The flight from Accra to Addis, I read more than half a book. The flight from Addis to Johannesburg, I listened to 10 tracks. As soon as I got ordered, I'm back to pressing. You have to press. If I could give you the details, when you see the pictures, it just looks nice, isn't it? If I was to tell you what actually happened, you'll feel sorry for me. They know. They were there. If you don't press, you get nothing. I thank God for it. But I wish I could tell you that it just happened. It didn't just happen. Oh, you are joking. You are joking. You are thinking because you are doing the work of God and you are doing the things of God, it will be easy. You are misled. It's nothing like that. I went through intense torture. From the moment I arrived till the moment I left. In fact, till the moment I arrived in Johannesburg Airport, I've been fighting. From the moment I left the airport, the battle started on me. It started on me. Yeah. I can't give you the details yet. I'll tell you someday. Yeah. But the pressing never stops. The pressing never stops. If you stop forcing your way, you are going nowhere. You are going nowhere. You stop forcing your way, you are going nowhere. You are going nowhere. Look at that verse again. The kingdom of God is being preached and people are receiving. Eh? The people of God is being preached and gifts are dashed. Everyone. Amade force kadekoreka. You have to force. I'm not speaking in tongues. I heard my father say that word one time. He was playing golf and the golf ball went in a very complicated place. Do you understand? So his caddy, the guy who carries his bag, was just observing, what is this guy going to do? Because where that ball has gone, there's nothing he can do. He says he came with his golf club. A club is that, you see that stick? We don't call it a stick. It's a golf club. Say with me, golf club, golf club. Golf club. He took the golf club. You know, you have to ding yourself like this. Then he did like this. He lifted the thing and he hit it. The ball turned and went the right direction. So his caddy looked at it and said, I'm at the force kadekoreka. The man is forcing things. If you like, don't force. You never get married to. You are thinking that You are thinking that somebody will call you and say, no, you don't need to pay Lobola. I like you so much. You are my son. You don't need to pay Lobola. Come and take for free. Come and take for free. Then another person will call you. You know, I have two houses. I don't know what to do with the other house. I heard you got married. Come and take the house. That's why believers have been waiting for those calls. They are waiting for those calls. And those calls are not coming. Because everyone forces his way. You don't like the message again, you see. My people at the back, they are not standing up. They don't enjoy this type of messages. They are saying, Pastor, we heard a message. Release us. We need to go and eat. We already understand what you are saying. We heard a word. You are repeating yourself. Just release us now. Let's go and eat so we have strength to force. You are going nowhere. I'm going to preach. I'm at the force. I want to close by showing you a lady who forced this thing. Sometimes women know how to force. We teach them, because in the Bible, mostly it's men who force these things. But there's a particular woman. Hey! She forced this thing until it happened. Yeah. And I'm going to show you that if that's not how you are, I was going to be here wishing and hoping that there will be a day, and that day was never going to happen. Yeah. I needed to force get into that plane, go to a country I don't know, eat food I don't know, sleep 3 hours. We're sleeping like maybe 3 hours in a day. From the moment you wake up, you're going to go to bed around 2 a.m., 3 a.m. These services, they last for a very long time. Ghanaian time. Because South Africa and Ghana, you don't have the same time. And you have to be awake in the morning. Go back for more. I arrived in Ghana on Sunday. I started with chair services. I had services every day. I think except the Monday. Every day until we left yesterday. Imagine, this is 2 weeks of conference. Non-stop. Because I'm trying to get something done. We heard that prophet was going to preach in another area. Do you understand? It was not in our plan. But we heard he was going to go and preach there. We made Saturday. He was going to preach the Saturday night. We made our way there. We're there 3 hours before the time. I'm at the force. 3 hours before the time. We were there. And we met one young boy there. I said, no, we are here for the... I look a bit old, but I'm young. I'm here for this service. So, we want seats. He said, you came to the right person. I'm going to get you the best seats. Oh. We're sitting here. Bishop will come just the way you are here. Let's.
I'm at the force. And I'm at the force. And he was preaching about forcing.
After that, he was meeting with some guys from the UK. They told him he's there meeting some guys from the UK. I went and I joined. I became UK. Oh, yes. I became UK. He's talking to them. I'm listening. And I interjected. And he turned to me. And in 5 minutes, I introduced myself. I told him about this church. I told him about everything that we are doing.
I'm at the first at the Koreka.
Another first. Hey.
You are waiting for the audience. You're waiting for the audience. We found that they are wearing a First Love, a Love First t-shirt. We bought the t-shirt. We bought those t-shirts, all of us. We bought them there. We went and we changed in the bathrooms. We came back wearing those t-shirts and we sat there. I'm at the force.
I'm at the force.
Everyone is forcing his way. You don't just sit there. It doesn't work like that. I'm telling you right now. And I'm not saying here you start forcing by giving sex. I'm not saying that. It's not going, hey, pastor say that. I'm at the first. I'm going to. No, you are going the wrong way. You are selling yourself. I didn't say here, go sell yourself. Pastor say, I'm at the first. This man is asking for sex. I'm going to give him sex. I'm at the first. You are lost. Can I show you this lady quickly? She blesses my heart so much. She blesses my heart so much. Mark 15 verse 21. Let's look at her. And then we're going to go home. Are you ready for this? Please remain standing. It's a short story. Come on. If you can, if you have a medical condition, it's fine. Or you're carrying a baby, it's fine. But if you can, please. We are done. We are kind of done. So I also feel nice when I'm preaching and you are standing. I feel something. You get it? All right. Okay. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region crying out to him, saying, have mercy on me. She's crying. So she's already commanding attention. She's not whispering. She's crying. Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon possessed. Number two, she's not sugarcoating her problem. She's not downplaying the problem. Many of us like using words just to sugarcoat the thing, make it look nice. She's saying it as it is. There's a demon in my daughter. And she's severely affected by this demon. You say, I have an issue. You say, no, there's a problem. There's a condition. There's a challenge. Meanwhile, there are demons, so you are saying there's a challenge. You see, she is very clear. She's not ambiguous. 23. But Jesus answered her not a word. I thought Jesus is compassionate. I thought Jesus is loving. The woman is crying, and he doesn't mind her. Cry. I'm Jesus. You cry. Cry this thing. You must cry well. She's crying. And Jesus said not a word. How many of you have cried in prayer and he didn't say a word? After you cried in prayer and he didn't say a word, what did you do?
What did you do? After you cried in prayer. And that day you really cried. Oh, I mean, like you really, you gave it your best. I mean, how many of you know that day when you gave your best prayer? Like this was, like you even, you yourself, you feel you have prayed. Do you understand? Like you feel that today. Sometimes I don't pray, but today I prayed. And he said, not a word. Then his disciples, let my disciples come. And she is still crying. My disciples are behind me. And my disciples are saying, send her away. She cries after us. Should I help her? Should I help her? Sorry. You are saying there's a second obstacle. Initially, she's crying and I don't say anything. Now, my disciples have also joined. They said, this guy is disturbing us. She's disturbing us. And she's still crying. She's forcing this thing. Verse 24. But he now answered and said, look, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of Israel. I wasn't sent for people like you. Even after I said it, I feel some of you are offended. Even though you are not the one I'm talking to. But they say, who does he think he is? This is obstacle number 3. Jesus is opening his mouth and he's saying to the lady, you don't qualify. Look at the verse. Can you NLT this verse? Can NLT that verse? No. 24. Quick. NLT it. Don't break the flow. Jesus answered and said to the woman, I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel. Now this is a Canaanite woman. She's from Tyre and Sidon. She doesn't belong to Israel. She's a Greek woman. So he's making her aware, you are talking to the wrong guy. I don't deal with this type of people. Your type. You are the wrong type. Oh, look at how you are feeling offended already. I mean, I just said this thing. He said, you. And this is how we lose opportunities every day. Somebody is going to make you feel you don't qualify. It's going to make you feel you don't belong here. What are you doing here? You're not even supposed to be here. Who let you in here? You know, one of those evenings that were so challenging, a brother finally came through for us. And because the whole time, I'm sure some of you noticed, you never saw me in any of the pictures. You were able to see LP because she will force.
Many times.
She will force to come there. Me, I'm trying to be a bit diplomatic. So I was always at the back where they sit us. At the back. You can't see me. For you to see my wife, she has to make her way in front there. So one of the days, one other brother, God bless him, when he arrived, he asked, where is Pastor Pascal? They said, no, he must sit in front. So he fought and got us seat in front. So we are sitting, we felt so happy. My God, the Lord has done it. So they start acknowledging the pastors by calling them by names. They go from there to, and we are the last ones on the corner here. They call this one, they stand, they greet. They call this one, they stand, they greet. I think my wife and I understood that something not so nice is about to happen to us. Hey!
Hey!
Call when they came there. That's it. Because they don't know us. Somebody helped us to sit there. Then during the break, I felt disturbed. Why am I sitting here? Nobody's calling me. They must call my name as well. So,
I'm at the first.
So, I entered a mission that my name must be in that list. So my wife goes and asks this other guy whose name was mentioned. She asks him, oh, shepherd, there's no one went to her. You're going to ask, how did you get your name in there? Because I would like my pastor's name too. You know what he tells her? I don't know about that. I just know that for you to be here, you have to receive a personal invitation. From B. Josh. So the implication is, were you invited? What are you actually doing here? What are you doing in this? Because did you receive an invitation? I was sent only to the Lordship of Israel. That was enough to deflate me and say, you know what? Let's abandon this thing. Let's. But look at this woman. She doesn't give up. You're chasing. Why are you not praying? You must cry. She's crying. Look at verse 25. He already told her, I can't help you. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Say it.
Lord, help me.
She has, like, she's hearing all those things, but she's focused. She's focused. Lord, help me. Help me. I know I don't qualify. I'm not here because I qualify. I need help. I need help. Lord, help me. Look at what Jesus is. Are you counting the obstacles? Look at what Jesus said. Jesus answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Angela, you guys are sitting down. Your pastor is preaching, you're sitting down, and you're crossing your legs. Mercy. You are not the only Angela, my daughter. There are other Angelas in the church. Because your heart is already beating fast. I can see your shirt. Your shirt is there. Hey, what have I done? Praise the Lord. He says, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to little, not even dogs. Chihuahuas. Little dogs. So now Jesus says she is a little dog. After saying she doesn't qualify, after not talking to her, after his disciples are stopping her, he says she's a little dog. What will you do? What will you do? No, be honest with me. What will you do? Huh? How many would have survived until here? Do you see why we don't get things? Because we come with the mind, it must be given. It must be nice. Angels must be flying around, just dishing it out. And it's true, but not always. I went to ordination. What again was I do? The obstacles were too many. They were too many. You have no idea. Listen to verse 27. And she said, yes, Lord. Meaning, I agree. I'm a little dog.
Anything you say is probably true. You are God. You know everything. If you are calling me a little dog, there must be some doggish behaviors about me. Even if I'm not aware. It's okay. I'm a little dog. No problem. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yet. Even those little dogs.
With the crumbs. Yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
So I agree I'm a dog. But you see, even if I'm a dog, as a dog, I'm not coming as a dog. As a little dog, we also eat the crumbs. So I'm not asking for the bread. I'm a crumbs. Just give me the crumbs. Give me the crumbs. She's saying, even the crumbs are enough. Just give me the crumbs, I'll be okay. In other words, I came for this big position. If I don't get it, just get me in. Just get me. Get me somewhere there. Let me get something. Just throw me in there. Throw me in there. 28. Then Jesus answered and said to her, "Oh woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Put your hands together for Sister Joy and for the team. Praise the Lord. May you never be discouraged by adverse circumstances that will come your way, because they will come your way. You will be made to feel like you are inadequate. You'll be made to feel you don't belong. You will feel it. People will actually make you feel it. Oh yeah. But I want to pray for you that you will not allow that to distract you from your initial purpose. Those are five kings. If you count these things, there are five interruptions to this woman. And those were her five kings that were in the cave. And that could have taken her whole attention. But she remained focused on the purpose. May you remain focused on your purpose. May nothing be ever so big that it takes you and derails you. Many of you will see your dreams come to pass. God is going to strengthen you from today. Can you open your mouth and begin to pray in the spirit right now, somebody?
Open your mouth and begin to pray. Kapala mandele meshende braka zala mandele le brazo katere mandara mashakate bramandele me le broze katele mayanda la mashanta brenda makoze akapala mandala maya katola mandele mezende braka zakatore beyanda la maseka preka zola ma kentala mandele mezonda braka lela landele meshekete braka dola ege bagadola mandala bashakata la mandala bayandele bele le prese che te bracasa catola mandele me gente bracase bradola e linda mazonte bleke su akala mandala mashandere berebe me gara mandara barabara barabara mashade bere help me to be focused makola mandala mashande bracadora ma Holy Ghost, help me to be focused kalola mandere me gente bracazora mana le bashakata la malabara. Empower me, O God, to overcome every challenge, to overcome every destructive spirit. Empower me, O God. Open your mouth and pray to the Lord. Open your mouth now and pray to the Lord. Ask the Lord to empower you to overcome every challenge, every destructive spirit. Anything that wants to cause delay, open your mouth and begin to pray. Press. Balele mesede bakara manda rababa shabara bara. Le braza katola manda la mashande breka zora manda. Le mazoke te levanda la machande brazere meande. Ola man la machanda la balaba. I came to you as that woman right now, oh God. Mashada balaba la balaba la balaba. Mele makosia katara mandere machandere be. Matape andele mekosia katala mando. Le brekese ke te brakazo katola mandele. Le gadaga la machakate rebianda la machandere be. Le brakarora. I know that you are not done with my life. I know you are not done with my life. I know you are not done with my life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Jesus. Jesus is not done with your life. Makazora bayande rebeleba. Meso brakazo kete parama. Ekelemando la machante bradema. Even in your prayer, praise. Even in your prayer, praise. Makole mandele mazora bagada. Makatare mi anda la machante brekose manada. Le kite baranda mazote brekose kapela. Akole mande mazote brakatola. Yeyende mazola bagola. Makolale makola mandalema. Le bekazo katoreba. Makote remendere mazore bagada. Eke brakazo kapala mandere mada. Makala mandere madama. Break every obstacle in your prayer. Break every obstacle in your prayer. Talk to your father right now. Mekazala bayande. Poyente mazote bragada. Makatala bayanda la mayandala. Neke zeke makole. Makola. Makotaba. Ebelemala. Mazore mene. La kule mandele mashande brademala. Eka pala katora bayaba. Mashaka tala bayandere ma. There are many obstacles. But if you can break through your own obstacles. Pray and break through your obstacles. Emala mashandere mayakola manama. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Thank you for your word that have came to us. Thank you for your word that have strengthened us. Thank you for your word that have empowered us. Thank you for your word that have come to give us courage again. Thank you for your word that have built us once again. Thank you because our desire is going to come to pass. Father, thank you because we're going to press forward. Father, thank you because we will not set back. We will not withdraw. We will not give up. We're going to continue. We're going to press. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the life of your servant, Reverend Minister Pascal. Thank you for the empowerment that you have empowered him to come and help us again. Father, we give you praise. We adore you because you are good to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All eyes closed and every head bowed. All eyes closed and every head bowed. You have heard the word of the Lord. But I want to say something to us. The journey of Christianity starts with Jesus. And I want you to know, you will not be able to press forward or focus if there is no Jesus in you. The first step to take is to give your life to Jesus. I don't know, maybe today we're made because of you. And I want to encourage you, don't let it pass you by. Jesus is standing by your side right now. And he's knocking at the door of your heart. And he's saying to you, my son, open the door of your heart to me. My daughter, open the door of your heart to me. And if you are that person, you are saying to yourself, I want to give the chance to Jesus. By the count of three, please raise up your right hand high. And Jesus will have his way. 1, 2, 3. Raise up your right hand. I see many hands rising in the building. Oh, raise it high. Don't feel shy. This is between you and your father. Oh, I see many hands. May the Lord bless you. I see your hands at the back. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. Many hands are rising in the building. You can put your hands down. Still all eyes closed and every head bowed. Maybe you are here. You've once or twice or many times give your life to Jesus. But you could say for yourself that you've lost the fire. The passion is no more there. And Jesus wants to renew you this morning. Jesus wants to refresh you this morning. You want to recommit your life to him. Or you are saying to yourself, I want to rededicate my life back to him once again. The opportunity will be given to you right now. By the count of three, you can also raise up your right hand and join us. 1, 2, 3. Raise it high. Oh, yes. May the Lord bless you. 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 I see many hands rising in the building. Hallelujah. Church of God, let's put our hands together for Jesus. Oh, I think you could do better than that. Let's put hands together for Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I would like to encourage every one of us that raise our right hands for the first altar call and second altar call to make your way to the front. And let's have some prayers together. Please make your way to the front. Please come. Church of God, encourage them as they are coming. Encourage them as they are coming. Oh, make your way to the front. Make your way to be here. Make your way. Church of God, encourage them as they are coming. Encourage them. Encourage them. The greatest miracle of all time is when a person gave his life to Jesus. Make your way to the front. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Indeed, there is power in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come to 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 Jesus. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Come to Him. Come to Him. Come to Him. Wherever that you are standing, come to Him. Hallelujah. I want to encourage every one of you that you are standing here to raise up your two hands as a sign of surrender and close your eyes. And I would love you to say these words from the bottom of your heart. Hallelujah. Please say after me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you right now. Please forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again. That I might be justified. Right now. I believe. All my sins are forgiven. I am justified by your blood. I am saved. I am restored. I am born again. I am a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me, for restoring me, for saving me. Jesus, write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.